KCN, Talk Line Communications Network Radio, America's number one Jewish program.
What are we gonna do with our children? What are we gonna do to show we care? How are we gonna be there for our children when they feel that life has just not been that fair?
Good evening and welcome back to Family Matters, Mask's weekly radio show. Mask, Mothers and Fathers Aligned, Saving Kids, Kids of All Ages, All Stages. MASC is in its 21st year, helping over 48,000 families. And we are here to help you with your loved one, yourself, your neighbor, your friend. Maybe you sit next to somebody in shul. Our confidential helpline number from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. is 718-758-0400. MASC is working very hard in helping reduce stigma for all mental health issues and addictions. And we are so very lucky, proud, honored to have with us on tonight somebody that is working not only in our community, but in all New York City, and that is in reducing stigma and helping all mental health issues and addictions, and that is the no other than our First Lady of New York City, Shirlane McRae de Blasio. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Good evening, everyone. I am delighted to be here.
I am so happy that you made the time in your most busy schedule, not only as being the wife of the mayor, but being the creator of Thrive New York City. I mean, Thrive New York City is huge, and you have so many programs. I'm wondering if you can describe for our listeners that are not familiar with your initiative, what is Thrive New York City and why did you create Thrive New York City? And thank you, by the way, for creating Thrive New York City.
Well, I'm very happy to share what we're doing with Thrive NYC. I created Thrive NYC because I saw that there was a tremendous need. You know, I grew up in the 50s and the 60s when people suffered from depression and substance misuse problems, but no one talked openly about these issues because there was so much stigma. You know, people would only whisper if they spoke about it at all. And I did not fully realize that my own parents probably suffered from undiagnosed depression until much, much later when I took a mental health first aid training, which I'll talk about a little later. Thrive NYC is a free resource that is available to all New Yorkers to deal with any kind of mental health issue that faces them. It's a groundbreaking initiative with more than 50 programs that make certain that people get the help that they need, no matter where they live or what language they speak or whatever their religion is. Any New Yorker can call, text, or chat with a trained counselor at 1-888-NYC-WELL. And I'm going to repeat that. That's 1-888-NYC-WELL. It's a 24/7 helpline. People can call for themselves or they can call for someone that they care about because NYC-WELL counselors are able to do just about everything. They can help callers make an appointment with a therapist or a psychiatrist, or they can call back to make sure that their conversations or the visits with the therapist went well. These counselors are great connectors and can connect people with care in their neighborhoods or wherever it's convenient for them and make sure that it's the right person. We've also, with Thrive, have hired mental health consultants so that all of our schools have some kind of mental health support. The interventions, we also have interventions that have been incorporated into our newborn home visiting program for teenagers and runaway and homeless youth shelters. And we screen new mothers for postpartum depression. We also have a program for senior citizens. So we have, we've got many programs. Thrive is also providing a mental health first aid training to anyone who's 17 years or older. And I have to emphasize this training because it is so comprehensive. It describes what the health challenges are and offers guidance on how to handle situations that many of us just don't know what to do. For example, I always say most of us know what to do if somebody is bleeding. Now, we know how to get a bandage. We know how to apply pressure, raise the area that's bleeding above the heart. But very few of us know what to do if someone is having a panic attack or what to do if someone says they want to take their own life or if they hear voices. We don't know what to do, and we should, because mental health is just as important as physical health. Mental health first aid provides a common language so that people can talk about these challenges, but also know what to do when they're confronted with these kinds of situations. So those are a few of the programs. As First Lady, I've had an opportunity to make a difference, and members of the administration and I, we spent almost a year talking to New Yorkers all around the city to figure out what a public health approach to mental health would be. And we took this time because we felt it was so important that people have their say about what they'd like to see the city provide. And it was important for us to understand what their experiences have been as parents, as professionals. So we spent a lot of time, we gathered up a lot of testimony, and Thrive is really made up of all the responses that we receive from people in the neighborhood. We spent a lot of time in Borough Park. We wanted to make sure that we covered, all the key areas of the city and to make sure that we're reaching people wherever they are in a variety of ways. Because mental health concerns are widespread. 1 in 5 people experience a mental health challenge every year. Can you imagine that? 1 in 5. That means that we are all touched by this. Even if it is not us directly, then, there's a brother or a sister or a parent or a cousin. Someone in our family has a challenge, and it should be treated, because we know that the earlier any of these challenges are treated, the better it is for that individual. Now, we also know that drug overdoses are now the leading cause of death before the age of 50, and opioids are involved in the majority of these deaths. Parents have a right to be concerned. Most mental health challenges are evident by the time someone is in their teens, and rates of depression, anxiety, and suicide are unfortunately soaring among young people. So we really can't do too much. We can't talk about this too much, and we can't provide too many services, because clearly the situation has not been getting better over the years. I hope Thrive is filling in many of the gaps that we've had, and also, most importantly, educating people that we all have to be part of the solution. We have to be part of the solution as individuals, as professionals, in whatever capacity we work, and getting out information, and also just, educating ourselves about what we can do. So I work closely in communities where people receive information from very specific sources, and I can tell you that every community believes there is more stigma in their community than in other communities. I can be with Russians in Coney Island. I can be with Latinos in the Bronx. I can be in the Orthodox Jewish community. Everyone believes that there's more stigma in their community than in any other. And that just shows that the stigma is just tremendous. Every community has to combat stigma. We know there's no one-size-fits-all approach, and that is why we have counselors who speak dozens of languages and reflect many cultures. We have provided toolkits for faith leaders of every religious denomination. Rabbis, priests, and imams take part in our weekends for mental health to talk to their communities about the importance of erasing stigma and finding resources. We encourage them to talk to their communities, to their congregations, make sure people know these are diseases, just like diabetes, like asthma, and they are treatable. Everybody needs to know that these are treatable diseases and that there are places that the resources are available. The national participation in our weekends has grown to include every state since the beginning of 2016. So that just shows how great a need there is out there, how great the hunger is for the kind of information that we're providing. And faith leaders are often first responders. They are often the first people that many in their communities turn to for help with all kinds of problems. So that is really a short overview of Thrive.
So much going on, First Lady at Thrive. Wow, unbelievable all the work you've accomplished and continue to accomplish. You're not done, right?
Oh, no, we're not done. Thrive will have its third anniversary in November, and you will see a lot more information about what we've achieved and also how we are expanding coverage around the city.
First Lady, I do want to ask you a specific and when it comes to young children. What would you say to parents who worry, let's say, when a school counselor asks them to get an evaluation? Because stigma is not just about adults and people, that have mental illness, but parents are fearful for even a school to know whether something's going on with the young child.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is natural and normal for parents to be fearful, but I think they should consider it a good thing because, one of the principles of Thrive NYC is act early. We know that there is so much, there are so many problems we can prevent and so many problems that we can intervene in if we only act early. So if a school counselor approaches a parent and says, we need to talk, that's a good thing. It's important for parents to get as much information as possible on why the request was made and how the information from the evaluation will be used. That is key. Get as much information as possible. And the parents should know that they can get a second or third opinion, and they can also get resources for testing and evaluation. That is so important. Information is power. If a child needs treatment or an intervention, it does not mean the end of the world. It's quite the opposite. It can be the very beginning of a positive change, not just for the child, but for the family as well. There is so much we can do if parents and school professionals act early, because when children are still growing, it means just that. They're still growing, and their behavior and their emotional growth can be shaped and improved as they get older.
And what is the message you'd like to leave our listeners with about what we can do to continue to eradicate and reduce stigma?
Well, I hope all of your listeners will do what you and I are doing now, and that is to share information, and stories. So important for people to know that they are not alone in their struggles. Sharing information about struggles that you might be having or someone else may be having is kind of key to letting people know that they are not alone. They're not isolated, that this is a common challenge that we have as human beings. And we can listen with compassion, not judge other people, don't label other people. Everyone can take a mental health first aid training and learn how mental illness should be no more stigmatized than a physical illness like diabetes or asthma. These are all things that we can do right now. Learn by taking mental health first aid training, listen to others, be kind to others, and share information and stories. And I encourage everyone who is listening to do all of those things. This is how we will grow, and this is how we will keep our community strong.
And First Lady, can I ask you to give out the number one more time for Thrive New York City and the website address, please?
Yes. The NYC Well helpline number, where you can speak to a trained counselor in any language, is 1-888-NYC-WELL. That's 1-888-NYC-WELL. And to look at the Thrive website, all you have to do is go to nyc.gov/thrive, NYC. nyc.gov/thrive, NYC.
So we all could make a difference by making the commitment to reduce stigma, by talking about it, by reaching out to people, personal stories, getting involved, and mostly promoting positive attitude about people with mental illness. Share messages of hope, recovery, and wellness. And for those of you that would like to go on to the website, once again, First Lady, please give out the website for those that want to jot it down, please.
nyc.gov/thrive NYC. That's nyc.gov/thrive NYC. And I'll not leave out the number again, too.
Yes.
If you want someone to talk to, you need help figuring out, like, what you can do to help a neighbor or a friend or yourself, you can call 1-888-NYC-WELL. That's 1-888-NYC-WELL. And this call is confidential. Mental health first aid is free. There is no cost to taking the class to learn about mental illness and addiction and substance misuse disorders. There is no cost to calling the number 1-888-NYC-WELL. These services are free, and of course the calls are confidential.
Thank you. And anyone that would like to register for a class to get your mental health degree, it's a one-day, eight-hour course. For more information, you can call that number that the First Lady gave out. Or to register with MASC, call 718-758-0400, and we will help you put together a class in your community, in your shul, in your neighborhood. We will help you get people together and make sure that we have Thrive New York City come down and do a training for your communities. So call us at 718-758-0400 if you want us to help connect you to Thrive New York City to make it happen. First Lady, I want to thank you again on behalf of all my listeners and the MASC staff and everyone out there in New York City that is dealing with families and mental health issues and addiction for creating Thrive New York City. What an amazing initiative. And we want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. to you and all your wonderful staff. They're always so nice to work with. So I'd like to thank you so much from all of us.
Well, thank you. I thank you from my heart for all the extraordinary work that you are doing through the program and this radio show. You're really getting the word out. And again, I thank you from my heart.
Thank you, First Lady. And we will continue our show. Thank you.
Thank you.
And now I would like to introduce a very brave mom. Mom, Debbie, is on the line with us, and she is here to talk about her experience on calling a helpline. Debbie, thank you for coming on with us tonight.
Thank you. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Debbie, I wanted you to share with our listeners how a helpline helped you. What are the benefits? What happened in your life in brief, very brief, about the changes that were able to come about because you had the courage to pick up the phone to call a helpline?
Okay. Most of the times when we start to get desperate, we realize that reaching out for help is the only way we're going to get help, because hearing from other people what they're going through really is an eye-opening experience. We learn from other people, and we can grow from other people. So it took me a while, but I did end up calling MASC when my son was kind of at the beginning of an up-and-downhill slide. And I was, you know, told to come in. I was also told to begin coming to these groups. I believe it was Tuesday night. It was a while ago, so many years ago. But I began to go to groups. And coming to the groups, I got to see that there's other people out there like me, other people going through what I'm going through, even worse. So unfortunately, it made me feel like a little bit like my, you know, pocket wasn't as bad. It gave me an opportunity to hear how other people handled their addict, their situation, what was right, what was wrong. And it was definitely a very good move for me. I also, ended up reaching back to MASC a few years down the line, a couple times here and there. And they recommended a psychologist for my son, a counselor that helped him, and maybe places to go. And even years down the road, I stayed in touch just to find out that they remembered me. They still had information about me, and they were able to ask me, how's your son doing? I remember when you said this to me and that. And I was like, wow, there are people out there that really cared and still care. So it was definitely, you know, it gave me a lot of hope. And a lot of strength, you know, reaching out for help.
Right. And there are helplines out there, like Thrive New York City, MASC, and other organizations that offer helplines out there. And they're anonymous. They're confidential. I mean, what did you feel about, you know, the confidentiality part the first time you called? Did you trust?
Well, confidentiality is key. And they let you know right away that everything is confidential. And I never had anything to worry about. Even when I came and saw other parents that I might have recognized or they recognized me, it never left the room. It never left the room. It stayed right there. Everybody was very respectful towards one another. We even traded phone numbers with some people that I had more in common with. And I never had to worry about confidentiality, and that's a big thing. But also you learn to realize that as much as confidentiality is important, it's okay to speak up and to be open about your experiences, because that's the only way you're going to get help. And there are so many people going through it. The more open you're going to be, the more other people will come forward and ask for help with their own children or spouses or whoever they may be going through it with.
And thank God, Debbie, today, your family, your son is doing well, thank God, and he should continue to do well. And I want to wish you, I want to wish everyone
a very happy, healthy new year. And we need to remember that those that are suffering in silence, it's not good for them. It's not good for anyone. There are people out there, there are organizations out there, that, whether it's Thrive New York City, MASC, and other organizations that all advertise their phone numbers. Call, find out how you can help your loved one or even yourself, whether it's depression, anxiety, whether it's drugs, alcohol, gambling, internet addiction, whatever it might be. Call early. Don't wait until it becomes a huge problem out of control. Call for prevention. Call when you notice that your youngster in elementary age child possibly is suffering from some anxiety. Don't go alone down this road. Call MASC's number, anonymous, confidential, of course, is 718-758-0400. Write it down. Maybe it's for yourself. Maybe it's for someone in your family, a loved one. Maybe someone you sit next to in shul, a neighbor. Just write down our number. You never know who you can give it to, that you'll have it. Anonymous, 718-758-0400, from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Debbie, thank you for coming on tonight, and I want to wish you the best. And for all our listeners out there, I want to wish you a very happy and healthy new year again, and have a good evening and a wonderful Shabbos. Thank you. And good night.
This Chalamot Sukkos, come to Six Flags Great Adventure and Safari Amusement Park. Join New Jersey NCSY this Chalamot Sukkos on Thursday, September 27th. They're renting out the park from 12 noon to 7 p.m. The safari closes at 4 p.m. There is food available for purchase in the park courtesy of Riverdale Kosher Market, and a sukkah will be on the premises. Tickets are being sold pre-sale for $40 until Friday, September 21st, and are $45 at the gate. You can purchase ticket at ncsygreatadventure.com. That's ncsygreatadventure.com. Fun for the entire family. Don't miss it. Esrog 4U invites you to their new location at 1224 Avenue J in Brooklyn at the corner of East 13th Street. Even though they're located next to Citibank, you don't have to spend a fortune to get the best quality Lulavim, Esrogim, Hadassim, and Aravos. Esrog 4U distributes directly from the growers under the Badatz and Chassam Sofer, so it's kosher mahadrin, wholesale and retail available. So stop into Esrog 4U, 1224 Avenue J in Brooklyn. Call them at 718-419-9159. That's 718-419-9159. Open late every night for your convenience. It seems that wherever you turn, there is another company advertising credit card processing. But did you know that there is only one company that most businesses and nonprofits in our community trust? The largest kosher supermarkets, the most recognized local charities, and national brands such as Goodyear Tire all did their research and all chose the same payments company. That company is Fidelity Payment Services. And there's a reason why. Fidelity is the only company powered by CardNax, their proprietary technology that delivers the lowest rates, fast chip processing, and the most reliable uptime. And we at TalkLine with Zev Brenner's show have been very happy clients for so many years as well. And there's a lot of reasons to sign up with Fidelity. Find out yours today at there'sareasonwhy.com. Again, that there'sareasonwhy.com.
KZN, Talk Line Communications Network Radio, America's number one Jewish program.